Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Today is Tuesday, May 17th, and on this day in 1956, actor and comedian Bob Saget was born. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Cherokee County wrapped up 2 weeks of early voting with 10,000 ballots cast. The second week saw almost double the turnout of the first week. Woodstock and Etowah will meet up at Truist Park this week for the state championship. Woodstock swept perennial power Parkview, and Etowah knocked off Mill Creek. We'll have all this and more on the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
So, who'd you vote for, Hank?
Nuh-uh. If he tells you, it won't come true.
The second week of early voting in Cherokee County saw nearly double the turnout of the week before after more polling locations opened. Week 2, Saturday, May 7th through Friday, May 13th, saw 6,618 people cast their ballots in person. In the first week, May 2nd through the 6th, 3,346 people voted early. About 5.38% of Cherokee's 201,000 registered voters had cast their ballot by Friday afternoon. About 14.5% of voters cast Democratic ballots and 0.3%, 34, cast nonpartisan ballots. County election staff at the Cherokee County Elections Warehouse on East Main Street in Canton early Friday afternoon said advance voting was going smoothly. The turnout is also higher than in the 2020 primary by 189%. 118,480 ballots had been cast by this time in 2020. Cherokee County Commission Chair Harry Johnston raised over $78,000 for his reelection bid by April 30th. Almost $30,000 more than former Woodstock Mayor Donnie Enriquez. Meanwhile, Genia Robertson, who's challenging both men for the Republican nomination, had raised a little over $3,000, her most recent disclosure report shows. Reports show Democrat Patricia Stevenson, who is unopposed in the May 24th primary, had not raised any money and was reporting a net loss.
Well, if I was governor, I'd sure find better things to do with my time.
Like what?
Like getting Washington's birthday and Lincoln's birthday back as separate paid holidays.
Primary challengers to Georgia's last two sitting Republican governor's reelection bids didn't fare well. Ray McBerry garnered only 11.6% of the vote against then-Governor Sonny Perdue in 2006. David Pennington did a little better against then-Governor Nathan Deal in 2014, collecting 16.7% of the vote. Former U.S. Senator David Perdue likely will eclipse those numbers against Governor Brian Kemp in the May 24th GOP gubernatorial primary. Although the presidential election took place 18 months ago, Governor Kemp's inaction following complaints of widespread voter fraud in the election's aftermath has been Perdue's main theme on the campaign trail. Governor Kemp has been leading in the polls and has drubbed Perdue in fundraising. 13 Cherokee County School District teachers have been honored as this year's Golden Apple Award winners. The Gamma Eta chapter of Delta Kappa Gamma Society International, a professional organization of active and retired women educators, for the past 24 years has presented the Golden Apple Awards. The honor recognizes one teacher from each selected school for distinctive service in education and for demonstrating ethics in all professional relationships, enthusiasm and initiative, and knowledge and skills in his or her education field. The school district is divided into three sets of schools for the award, and each year the chapter invites one set of schools faculty to select an honoree for each of their schools. Congratulations to all honorees. A Canton man is in jail after forcing a minor adopted child to work and pay rent. Here's Matt Golden with more.
A Canton man has been indicted on felony charges after authorities have charged him with forcing a child to either work and pay rent or face homelessness. Freddie Aguilar Lopez is charged with battery, family violence, first-degree cruelty to children, and trafficking of persons for labor servitude. Mr. Aguilar Lopez was arrested by Canton police and booked into the Cherokee County Jail on December 10th. In his arrest warrant, Canton police charged him with forcing his adoptive son to work at a restaurant and pay $400 a month in rent between December 7th and December 10th, and threatening to kick him out of the residence if he refused. According to the warrant, the child was 13 at the time. Mr. Aguilar Lopez is also accused of whipping the child with a computer cord, causing a reddish color and half loops marks on his left arm. Mr. Aguilar Lopez is in custody without bond, according to the Cherokee Sheriff's Office. A court hearing is scheduled for him at 9 a.m. June 15th. An indictment is a formal charge of felony offenses, and defendants are assumed innocent until proven guilty. For more on the story, please go to TribuneLedgerNews.com. For the Cherokee Tribune Ledger Podcast, I'm Matt Golden.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG-9.
The Stingray All-Stars cheerleading program based in Marietta, consisting of girls throughout Metro Atlanta, including Cherokee County, were recently crowned national champions at the Summit End of Seasons Championships in Orlando, a team-based competition that took place April 29th through May 1st. The team's journey started in December when they attended the All-Star Challenge under the Big Top National Championships. They have crowned the senior medium 4.2 national champions and earned their at-large bid to the summer championships. They also upgraded to a paid bid for the summit championships. At the summit championships, the team made it through to the finals where, after waiting in suspense, they learned they were crowned national champions. With a pair of wins over Parkview on Saturday, Woodstock has earned its place in the 2022 Class 7A State Championship. The Wolverines took a 4-3 victory in Game 1, followed by a 6-4 Game 2 win. Woodstock held Parkview to its two lowest scoring outputs of the postseason and used great pitching and timely hitting to burst into the state title game. Etowah won a marathon first game 3-2 in 12 innings and overcame an early 2-0 deficit to win 4-2 in the nightcap and closed out the series. Now the Eagles and the Wolverines will duke it out at Truist Field in a rematch of the 2017 state title game. The action begins on Friday.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks for listening to today's Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us for Saturday's episode and be sure to share us on social media with your friends and family. You can also add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing. And be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.